This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation's Law of the Month for September is focused on child passenger safety and making sure kids are riding in the right car seat. In Wisconsin, children need to ride rear-facing until they're at least 1 year old and 20 pounds. They should stay in a forward-facing seat with a harness until they're at least 4 years old and 40 pounds. After that, children need a booster seat until they're 8 years old, weigh more than 80 pounds, or are taller than 4'9". The State Patrol says parents should also check the height and weight limits on the seat itself and make sure it's installed correctly. Federal data shows about half of all car seats are installed incorrectly. According to the department, last year, a child under the age of 13 was injured or killed in a driving-related crash every 5 hours in Wisconsin. Parents who want help checking their car seat can make an appointment with a certified technician. National Seat Check Saturday is also coming up September 26th, with car seat checks planned across Wisconsin. You can learn more about car seat safety on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's website. With students heading back to school, Wisconsin health officials are reminding families to check vaccinations as the state deals with a measles outbreak. Here's Civic Media's Connie Fellman.
Wisconsin health officials are urging parents to check their children's vaccination records as the new school year gets underway and the state's measles outbreak tops 100 confirmed cases. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is asking parents to check their children's vaccination records to make sure they're protected from serious vaccine-preventable diseases like measles. State Health Officer Paula Tran says the measles outbreak makes it especially important to be up to date on vaccinations. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
And for Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Wisconsin election officials say new federal requirements for mail-in ballots could be impossible to carry out before the next election. The rules would require new voter-specific barcodes on ballot envelopes and a federal system that does not yet exist. Wisconsin clerks say there's not enough time or money to replace millions of envelopes, and rural communities could face added challenges. The Justice Department is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to let the rules take effect while a federal judge's order currently blocks them. Scammers are targeting Wisconsin seniors, according to state authorities. Civic Media's Melissa Kay tells us how you can protect yourself and your property.
The Wisconsin Department of Revenue, or DOR, is warning senior homeowners about a property tax scam video going viral online. The video claims that Congress passed a law enabling seniors to freeze or reduce property taxes. The AI-generated video tells viewers to contact their county assessor and request a specific form. The contact information in the video instead connects callers to scammers who will try to trick seniors into sharing Social Security numbers and banking information. The DOR warns that no such federal program or form exists. They recommend questioning and investigating videos before believing them. For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay.
Authorities also caution you not to share personal details and call your local municipal office if you have questions about legitimate property tax relief programs. The latest rankings show Wisconsin is home to one of the top party schools in the nation. Education research platform Niche has released its annual party school report based on student survey responses, access to bars and restaurants, and the strength of athletics programs and Greek life. The University of Wisconsin-Madison is landing near the top of the list, placed at number 3. Only Florida State and Tulane in New Orleans placed higher in the rankings. The city of Manitowoc is deactivating all city-owned flock safety cameras. Mayor Justin Nichols announced the move Saturday, citing concerns about data management, access, and potential misuse. Nichols said there's no indication Manitowoc's data was accessed or misused in the manner alleged elsewhere. This follows similar moves by Fond du Lac and Winnebago counties after officials learned search data from their flock systems had been publicly disclosed by law enforcement agencies in other states. Manitowoc's contract with flock runs through early 2027 as city officials review the agreement and consider alternatives. A 90-year-old woman accused of hitting a child with her car and driving away has been found not competent to proceed. This stems from an October 2025 incident in Cudahy when a 10-year-old girl was hit by a vehicle while walking to school. The child suffered abrasions and bruising, and a crossing guard told police the vehicle did not stop. Authorities later identified Darlene Adam as the driver, who told investigators she believed she hit a rock or a construction barrel. Adam was charged with hit and run involving injury, though the court ordered the case closed and barred Adam from driving without a valid license. Federal disaster aid is coming to Wisconsin. FEMA says the state will receive $800,000 for disaster assistance work, along with more than $139,000 for a flood study in Wrightstown. The funding is part of a nearly $36 million package for Wisconsin, Michigan, and Ohio. The agency says the goal is to help communities rebuild safely and limit damage from future severe weather. Wisconsin is challenging a Trump administration rule that would bar federal Medicaid funding for gender-affirming care for minors. Attorney General Josh Call joined a lawsuit with 22 other states, saying states have the power to determine which services Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program cover. The rule would apply to puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and surgeries used to treat gender dysphoria. The policy is expected to take effect in October. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Another Brewers win at home.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers beat the Cubs at AmFam Field 4-3. The Cubs had a 2-1 lead behind starting pitcher Matthew Boyd, who finally gave up some hits in the eighth. The Brewers' Christian Yelich on his sack fly to right to bring in Jackson Chourio from third. 42,000 fans cheering.
You know, it's obviously not the playoffs, but it's a mini playoff atmosphere. It's probably the closest you can get before the postseason. And, you know, anytime our teams get together, no matter what time of the year it is, it's big games, big series, and they're usually pretty closely contested, and you got to execute, and you know, guys got to make plays to win.
The Cubs fall back to 8 games behind the Brewers. Cubs manager Craig Counsell after the loss.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was a good ball game. I mean, we ended up on the wrong side of it, and that's not fun. You know, when you play the best teams in the league, you got to do a lot of things right to beat them. That's why it's a 4-3 game.
The two teams playing again tonight with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms through early afternoon, then gradual clearing here by later today. Our high in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, an isolated shower or thundershower this evening, then clearing. We'll drop into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.